Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, I'm Claire Mazur.
And I'm Erica Cerullo. We're the co-hosts of a podcast called A Thing or Two. It comes out every Monday, and the basic premise is this. We share all the stuff we think more people should know about.
So that's apps, recipes, books, the nationwide Haagen-Dazs vanilla bean shortage that nobody else was talking about.
No one.
Our preferred vacuum brands, of which we have multiples, and critical explorations of our unique approaches to paper towel usage.
Listen, we think you're going to like it. A lot of people do. And who's to say you'll be any different? Listen and subscribe wherever it is you listen and subscribe to podcasts.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Jill Dunn, and here through my screen, I'm looking at the beautiful, the wonderful Carlene Higgins. Hey, Carlene.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Okay. So today, whatever, it's March, it's spring to me. I don't even care. I'm ready to move on past the winter. I'm only looking ahead. And so that is what we are talking about today.
New attitude. And there's so much to be excited about, honestly. It was kind of like a spring version of Christmas. We got so many packages delivered to us, so much excitement, and we can't wait to share it all with you guys.
Yeah. So in case you haven't guessed, today is one of our Damn Goods episodes, which you guys are loving. These are our monthly review roundups, recaps, and this is like sort of where we review the market, test what we think is interesting and what needs to be on your radar, and we give you our honest feedback. And like Carlene mentioned, there's just so much to talk about today. For the first time ever, we're actually breaking up our Damn Goods into part one and two. So part one this week is all about skincare, and next week we're covering off the hits and some interesting launches in makeup and hair care, right?
That's right. So today we're going to talk to you about a brand new French skincare brand that we predict will be the next beauty editor darling. And the next big Korean skincare trend, eye cream for face, you heard that right. We're going to talk about a drugstore version that's gaining massive buzz in the UK and rolling out in North America as we speak, along with a years in the making new antioxidant serum from one of Jill's favorite skincare brands, SkinCeuticals.
Yes, and it's specifically for oily skin. So it's huge news. So be sure to set your calendar notification for next week as well, when we will drop that part two, as I mentioned. Carlene, before we get into today's episode, I just need to talk to you really quick about all of the beauty business headlines that have happened this week. Quite surprising ones, I have to say. Becca Cosmetics has announced that by September of 2021, they will be ceasing operations, which I think puts shockwaves through their 3.6 million followers on Instagram. Just really was not expecting them to see their demise in 2021. And I mean, they were picked up a few years ago by Estee Lauder. So it's just interesting to see what has really gone south during the pandemic and what, you know, some brands just simply can't recover after what was lost in 2020. And unfortunately, they are one of the ones that has to cease operations.
Yeah, one of the casualties. And then yes. I think we also now know why Estee Lauder was liquidating those assets to make room for another big acquisition that you told me about, which is Deciem and The Ordinary, right?
Estee Lauder, they had about a 30% stake in Deciem, and now they're going to own more than 70% of Deciem. And the valuation, Carlene, it's just like record smashing. It's $2.2 billion. I think it says a lot about what Estee Lauder is, you know, they're looking down the next 10 years and where they're really going to be investing. It seems like skincare is just, that's where it's at.
Yeah, absolutely. And so another good reason for us to focus strictly on the best in spring skincare in today's episode. We will continue on, of course, with our founder episodes. We love delivering those to you where we do like a deep dive on the origin story behind some of the breakthrough brands. In the past, we had Brandon Truax talk to us about the building of Deciem. We've talked to so many fantastic founders, and I'm curious to know who you guys would like to hear from next. So please do, if you haven't already, jump into our Facebook chat room. You can search up Breaking Beauty. It's a private chat room. We've got like almost 2,000 members now, and you can post questions and give us feedback. We love it. You can slide into our DMs, and we even have a 1-800 number that is listed in our show notes. You can give us a call and talk to us there as well.
Yeah, leave us a voice memo. I love to receive those. And, you know, I have to say it, I'm annoying. I realize it, but anyone who can take the time to leave us a 5-star rating and an honest review of our show on Apple Podcasts, it helps the show tremendously to find new listeners. And honestly, they mean so much to us. We read each and every single one. And so if you're out there and you're listening and enjoying the show, please take a moment to check that out and you know, give us 5 stars. I'm going to ask for it. Putting it in the universe.
Jill, I'll give you a 5-star.
I'll give you
a 5-star rating.
Gold star.
So we have a lot to cover today. Let's get into it. I want to let you know that one of the kind of overarching themes, I think, that you'll notice in today's episode and next week, we definitely checked out some of the viral hits that you maybe are hearing about on TikTok or whatever your choice of social media is. We're going to let you know what is worth the hype and also introduce you to some of the brand new offerings that, you know, we think are destined to be the next sleeper hits. Maybe they're not as buzzy, but maybe they should be.
That's right. And a friendly reminder that every single thing that we mention, we do a blog recap of every episode. So we're going to link to all of those products that we mentioned today over on our blog. So be sure to check that out at breakingbeautypodcast.com. So here we go. The best in spring skincare is just ahead.
All right, so let's get started with a product that is getting major hype in the UK. It's the L'Oreal Revitalift Filler Eye Cream for Face. I'm holding it right here, Jill. It's in this bright blue and red tube. $42.99 Canadian. It just landed in Canada in February. Guys, it's coming to the US at the end of April. It's probably going to be just under $30. And I'm talking to you about it a little bit early. This is like a preview because, like I said, it's already out in the UK. It came out in October. It's the number one selling eye cream in Asia. And there's been so much buzz. Like, so many articles were written in the UK when this came out because it has been such a sensation in Asia. And it's such a unique concept. Like, I don't know if you caught the name Eye Cream for Face.
Okay. Yes. Well, I noticed right away it's for an eye cream. It's substantial.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's 30 mils. So it's not your usual like little 10 mil pot. This is a tube. It kind of looks like it could be a small moisturizer, like a travel moisturizer for face. And so it really goes back to a Korean skincare trend. We owe so many of the trends that we now have adapted into our lifestyle to Korea. The idea of using eye cream for your whole face. I should mention, I have to give props to the OG in this category, which I'm also holding here. This is the AHC Essential Real Eye Cream for Face Gel. It's in the exact same size tube. This one is silver though. And this is the one that kind of started it all. This brand, which is really big in Korea and out of Korea, was inspired by Korean actresses who were talking about a hack using eye cream all over the face instead of just around the eyes.
Like, this is the type of stuff when we would write for magazine profiles back in the day. It's like, that was the celebrity trick. It's like, they always had this like very expensive skincare and they would put it all over their body or something. Like, they'd use an eye cream all over.
Yeah. Or wash their face with Evian water, right?
Totally.
You're like, okay, thank you. That's helpful.
For the rich and famous.
So that's kind of the idea, right? So they decided, let's make an eye cream in a bigger tube that you can use on your eyes or use all over the face. Now, so I am going to kind of compare these two products. I do have them both here. The AHC, if I haven't mentioned it, retails for about the same price in Canada and the US, but it is somewhat different. One thing I will say with the AHC is that they have this proprietary technology where it's not heavy. It's actually quite lightweight, which I did enjoy when I was using it on my face, but they say that it does penetrate more because of the special technology that they have. But because of that, I was like, it doesn't even feel like an eye cream. Like, I don't understand. I was kind of left with this idea of like, I don't get it. You know what I mean? And it was also quite scented. So in comparing it to the L'Oreal, I would say one thing I liked is the L'Oreal product is completely unscented. Love that. And it does feel more like an eye cream when you put it on. It's like, it's thicker, even though it's not like filling those lines, it does give you a little bit more of like a primer feel to it. The other thing that I enjoyed about the L'Oreal is that it has other traditional eye cream ingredients in it that you might recognize from a typical eye cream. Like, it has caffeine, which we know is great for like boosting circulation, energizing eyes. And then it also has black tea extract, which is in one of my other favorite eye creams, of course, from Fresh, their black tea eye cream. And so it has like these eye cream ingredients that you'll recognize in addition to the hyaluronic acid. Now, is it worth the big, big hype? I'm not really sure. I honestly have to say, Jill, if I were doing like a blind test and this was in a clear tube and I had no idea what it was, I would probably just think it's a really ultra nourishing moisturizer or cream.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So when you really get it down to brass tacks and you don't read anything about it, I'm like, I think this whole trend is kind of a lot of hype. However, doing some research on the internet and like some dermatologists have recommended that for certain skin types, you can use eye cream all over your face. And the reason for that, Jill, so this is kind of interesting because we've asked so many people before, experts on our show, do you really need an eye cream?
Some of them are just like, put CeraVe right up to your eyelashes. Don't spend the money. Yeah,
exactly. That's all you need to do. Some people have said that, but other people have said, no, you do need a special eye cream. The reason being is that the skin around your eyes is different than the skin on the rest of your face. It's thinner, okay? And because it's thinner, it needs more hydration and it needs kind of gentler products because certain products, if you put them all the way up by your eye, it's going to sting, right? If you have a certain skin type where it's like you need that more of that hydration and it can handle it all over your face, but you still need it to be gentle, then yeah, you can take an eye cream and use it all over your face. And I've read online some dermatologists who even recommend that. I mean, it's going to cost you a pretty penny.
Yeah.
And I think that's where like the L'Oreal's and the AHC's of the world come in because they've given it to you at a price point that you can digest and kind of get in on this trend without literally using your eye cream.
I don't know. I'm curious. I think it's going to create a huge wave like we've seen from so many Korean beauty trends, BB cream, sleepy masks, like everyone's going to have an eye cream for the face. I don't know if it's for me personally, but I am curious about it.
Well, I think the fact that one of these L'Oreal Revitalift filler eye creams sells every 10 seconds at Boots.
Okay.
In the UK. And the AHC one, I think it sells every 3 seconds in Korea.
Okay. Interesting.
I'm curious to know, I know you've been testing a new product from SkinCeuticals, and that's a brand that I know is your ride or die because they're all about that tried and true, scientifically backed ingredients
with
years and years of research. So tell me what is new from that brand. I'm dying to know.
what they know about SkinCeuticals is that they're this like antioxidant authority, right? And we know from even our chat with Paula from Paula's Choice, she was just all about, you know, the anti-aging must. It's like an antioxidant and an SPF. Antioxidant and SPF. It's like those are the key things that are going to make you look as good as you can for as long as you can. And so SkinCeuticals has had a portfolio of antioxidants. So they have the hero that I've talked about many times, and that's the CE Ferulic. And that one has vitamin C, vitamin E, and ferulic acid. And it is really this holy grail for anti-aging, I would say. And it's really the one that a lot of people with drier skin types or more mature skin types gravitate toward. They also have the Floratin CF. And so that has Floratin in it, which is an antioxidant. It also has L-ascorbic acid, vitamin C, and like a slightly less quantity. And it has that ferulic acid as well. And that one is really good for brightening and discoloration. And then they have the Serum 10 AOX, and that's really for very, very sensitive skin types that find vitamin C a little bit too reactive for their skin. They've always had this hole, so to speak, in this missing link in their portfolio of antioxidants, and that was one specifically for oily skin. So that is what they're launching now. It's called the Silymarin CF High Potency Combination Antioxidant, and it is $160. It just dropped, and it's about $190 here in Canada, and it's dropping in Canada just a little bit later this month. Really what this is it's an oil-free vitamin C serum formulated specifically for oily and blemish-prone skin types, and it delivers advanced environmental or free radical protection to reduce oiliness, refine skin's texture, tone, reduce fine lines, and just an overall improvement in skin's clarity.
Interesting. So it's for oily skin, but it still has like these anti-aging properties.
That's right. That's right. So the name of it is probably, you're probably going, what? What did she say? So it's called Silymarin. It's spelled Silymarin. And it's a milk thistle extract. And I never knew that that's what it was called. But milk thistle, I often see it in like my vitamins that I take every day. And it's known for balancing. It has 0.5% of Silymarin. It has 15% L-ascorbic acid, which is vitamin C. It has 0.5% of ferulic acid and 0.5% of salicylic acid. So this special combo is going to help to prevent oil oxidation that can lead to breakouts and visible signs of aging.
Okay. Quite the combination of ingredients. Got like a little bit of everything.
I also think this is perfect timing, right? Like, I mean, who could have predicted? They've been working on this for 6 years, and now all of a sudden when they're launching this, everyone has maskne. You know, I think there's going to be a lot of people who are interested in a product that's going to prevent breakouts. So one of the biggest things, Carlene, and we know that SkinCeuticals is so scientific and they don't drop a lot of products very often. It's because they're doing this like intense R&D and really perfecting.
They're busy in the labs, guys.
Yeah, they're perfecting the formulas. So I got on a call with them yesterday and I really learned about a whole new phenomena. And I think you guys will be as shook as I was to discover it. So they were talking about lipid oxidation. So, you know, as an oily skin person, I was always under the impression, oh, you know, oily skin, you're going to age better. You're not going to wrinkle as much. You're so much better off than dry skin. Well, newsflash, what they discovered is that when sebum sort of like builds up on your skin as an oily skin person, it almost like sits on the skin, and it itself, for lack of a better word, but it kind of drove it home for me. It's almost like the oil on your skin goes a bit rancid, and that sets off a whole other chain reaction of free radical damage that no other skin type experiences. And because of that free radical chain reaction, often it is the cause of more breakouts and more sebum production. This whole concept is at the core of why they developed this product. They really want to minimize that, what they call lipid or oil oxidation on the skin.
Okay, interesting. And I suppose that if you're getting more oxidation from the sebum and more free radicals, that also can lead to premature aging.
Exactly. Right?
So it's that idea, like you said, it's like damned if you do, damned if you don't, whether you have oily skin or not. No.
Yeah. It's this horrible like thing that I was calling it. I was joking with one of the other editors afterwards. I was like, can we change this whole category to call it skin scare? Because like I would respond more to that than like skin care. Like I really respond
That's
well
hilarious.
To like negative reinforcement, you know? So now I'm like, oh, I'm putting this on every day.
Yeah. This is like your holy grail product, I feel. It's doing something for premature aging. It's doing something for oily skin. And I know you had slacked me some before and afters earlier, and they were like impressive.
Yeah. And what I appreciate too is that they tested this product from a baseline to 4 weeks of results with women of all different backgrounds. So they had Black skin, they had women from Latin America, from South America, they had Caucasian women, Asian women. And really, you could see the dramatic difference it working on all these different skin types and textures and tones. Just to get a little bit more nitty gritty about the formula itself. So it has the silymarin, which is, you know, addressing that lipid oxidation. It also has that 0.5% of salicylic acid, which I think is important to note because salicylic acid, and Paula's Choice talked about this too, it's one of the only ingredients that can actually get inside the pore lining. So it's going to prevent that breakout from forming. And then of course it has that vitamin C and the ferulic acid, and those are working in tandem for brightening benefits and the antioxidant benefits and all of that. So really what this is doing, Carlene, at the end of the day, this is treating your root causes of oiliness at the source. When you see the before and afters, which I did Slack to you, it's almost like the after pictures, these people have like the Paris filter from Instagram on their skin, even though they don't, because it's a complete change in clarity, in tone, in texture, pore, like just overall less oil. So it's mm-hmm. if you are someone who feels like they're oily and you just can't control it and you're blotting your skin all the time in the summer, this is the product for you. And it's just a complete refinement in every aspect. So from fine lines to the pore size to, you know, less oil, and just over time, because it's treating that oil at the source, you're going to get fewer breakouts.
Yeah. Well, I'll be curious to know after a couple months of use if this replaces your precious CE ferulic, because I know you use that all the time and recommend that all the time. And yeah, so we'll have to check back in with you.
Yes. And the final thing that I will say is that it doesn't smell like hot dog water, this particular product, like the CE Ferulic notoriously has been known to smell like. And we were kind of joking about that on the call. And they said that this product actually smells like efficacy. And I was like, if that's not just like the most perfect marketing thing, like wrapped in a bow.
Not like oranges, but smells like efficacy. Got it. And now I want to talk to you about a new brand that I am predicting is going to be the next beauty editor darling. It's called Typology. Ooh. And it is made in France, and it's just touching down to North America right now. It launched February 22nd in the US direct to consumer, but it launched 2 years ago in France. It's actually made in Provence. And the best way I think to describe this range, it's a whole line that, like, if you put the founders of The Ordinary, Tata Harper, and Byredo or Byredo in one room, and they all collaborated to make one master brand that would represent them all, it would be Typology.
Amazing.
And I'll explain to you why. Because first of all, when we're talking about the formulations, and this is really where The Ordinary comes in, they say, our philosophy is not to add anything to our products to make them stand out. Instead, we pare them back and distill each formula down to the most essential natural active ingredients. So we're talking about minimalist formulas. Like, they've got a niacinamide serum, they've got a salicylic acid serum, they've got a squalane oil. Like, these singular ingredients in these vials is what they have, and everything is under $20. They're also super committed to ingredient transparency. I'm going to get into that a little bit more specifically with the product that I've been using. But that's where The Ordinary comes in. And then when it comes to the Tata Harper reference, it's because it's all about sustainable, naturally sourced ingredients from sustainable farming practices and transparency in the ingredients and how they're sourced and where they're from. So I think a lot of people would really appreciate that. And then when I talk about Byredo, is that how you pronounce it?
Byredo. Byredo.
Byredo, thank you. When I talk about that brand, I'm talking about the aesthetic and the packaging. This is really beautiful. You really get the sense that it is made in France. It's got that sort of chic quality to it. So right now I'm holding a toner. It's called the Hydrolat de Fleur d'Orange Bio, and it's in an amber rectangular bottle, very apothecary style.
Oh, it's the type, so nice. Or
the font on it. It's like old school, old timey typewriter font.
Yeah, it really plays into that whole skin minimalism trend that we were talking about that we were going to see everywhere this year. We talked about that in our last Damn Good. So it really hits that sweet spot.
Similar, like I said, to The Ordinary, you have these little serum vials with the dropper on top. But these ones, instead of round bottles, they're in square. It almost looks kind of like nail polish.
It's like frosted glass. Yeah.
Frosted glass. So it's really beautiful, really top shelf worthy. You know, there are a couple aspects to this line that I think are really interesting. One is when you think about all of these plant-based ingredients, I mentioned this product, Hydrolat de Fleur d'Orange Bio. It's the organic orange blossom hydrolat. And it's an essence that you use and you smell it. And it's exactly like, it smells like something that I could wear as a cologne
on
my body.
It's so amazing, the scent.
It's so fragrant. I mean, I love the smell of neroli. It is a little strong for my face, I would say, but
yeah,
there's only 4 ingredients in it. So you can get these really sort of all natural singular ingredients, but then you can also get, like, I've been using the niacinamide 12%. I've been using this product because I've started seeing more veins on my face. I have like broken capillaries around my nose.
Right.
And so we know that niacinamide is so great for strengthening those blood vessels and those capillaries. So this isn't like an instant result, but I've really started putting niacinamide in my routine as an essential step, you know, for prevention, because I don't want to end up having to resort to all these lasers later on. I just want to talk to you guys about the best sellers, about if you're looking for an entry product to try. It's called the 9-ingredient moisturizer. And I think that just kind of says it all. It's only 9 ingredients. It's completely fragrance free. So if you are sensitive, even to like natural scents, you don't need to worry about that with this product. It's quite rich, I guess you could say. Like, it does sink in quite quickly. But the second ingredient is coconut oil. It also has glycerin as the 3rd ingredient. So the focus is just really on simple hydration and moisturization. It has hyaluronic acid in it. And I really love that on the back of the box, it lists all 9 ingredients and it actually tells you what it does beyond just, let's say, glycerin. Okay, glycerin is great for hydration. It says like subtle alcohol derived from coconut thickens the cream texture. Like, that's how specific and committed they are to transparency, that they're even going to tell you what an ingredient does when it's not a skincare benefit.
Yeah.
And I think that's so smart and for savvy skincare consumers these days who are trying to learn about ingredients and what they do. And they can understand that, okay, this isn't a drying alcohol and what it's there for.
This is great. I remember a few years ago when there was like French Girl Organics and it was everywhere. Yeah. It was all over Etsy and Instagram. And like, turns out like the person who created that was living in Seattle and just capitalized on the French Girl Organics. I think like this is actually like what a true French girl would use. And you can steal that aesthetic and that vibe for yourself at home. And I have been really enjoying just like, you know, when you're taking a moment to put on your skincare, it feels very high end. It feels like something you would buy at a little shop and bring home for your friends.
From the Marais. Absolutely. And I really think like this moisturizer I just talked about is $19.80. I think for the money, like this is the all natural version of The Ordinary is what it is. And I think, I don't know if it's going to go gangbusters, but this is going to be a sleeper hit. I'm sure of it. I'm sure it'll be acquired at some point too.
Without question. It's just got the vibe. The vibe is all right. It's going to be highly covetable. Next up, I'm going to talk about a couple of cleansers that I've been like double cleansing with. It kind of all stems from the fact that I had been doing a lot of TV segments lately. Therefore, I'm wearing a lot more makeup than I had been throughout most of the pandemic. First of all, I'm going to talk about PSA Skin. Have you heard of it?
No. And actually, when I saw this on our list, I was thinking PCA Skin, which is like a professional line. I've had facials before. I was so confused. What is PSA Skin?
So PSA Skincare, it stands for Purposeful Skincare by Allies. That's A-L-L-I-E-S. And it's actually the sister spinoff brand to Allies of Skin. Allies of Skin, Carlene, I got really interested in this brand. I saw it a lot on Instagram over the last couple of years since it's been around. But in particular, I got very interested in it when Dr. Alexa Stevens, the dermatologist, was on our show middle of last year, and she was talking about a couple of their hero products that she really liked, including the Mandelic Acid Pigmentation Corrector, which I have here. So the whole line is just very interesting to me. So Allies of Skin had dropped, I think, in about 2016 with just a few products, and it's really grown a lot in the last few years, whereas PSA Skincare, that just dropped in 2020. And I would say the big difference, Carlene, between the two lines is that Allies of Skincare, a lot of their products can creep up into the $100 US price point. And they're a lot more focused on like anti-aging and more of those like heavy hitting anti-aging ingredients, where I feel like PSA Skincare is definitely targeting a younger demographic. And the most expensive product in their whole range is about $38 US. So you're definitely getting a savings. And I think that it's really targeting younger customers. The founder of both Allies of Skin and this new sister brand, PSA Skin, the founder is Nicholas Travis, and he studied biomedical and pharmaceutical science, but he also has a master's in international business. So he was also named by Forbes as one of the top 30 under 30 entrepreneurs. So he definitely has a lot of traction with his ideas and his philosophy. And he's LGBTQIA plus founder. So he really wanted that whole idea of allyship, that it's not just for skin, but people of all races, genders, sexual identities, and it's part of the brand's DNA. And I feel like that is that whole MO and ethos is such a fresh concept and one that we're going to continue to see with new brands for 2021 and beyond. This PSA Skincare, five steps, I would say, in the original product offering. So they have step one, which is cleanse. Step two is mask and tone. Step three is serums. Step four is moisturize. So you know exactly which product to use and when. And I would say that this is really targeting this Gen Z consumer. The PR person was telling me that it's kind of fitting into this trend, what they call adorkable skincare. So as you can see, I'm holding up the bottles right now to the camera. They're all really bright, fun packaging. So there's something you want to put on your top shelf, but they also were very like efficacious. It's not just for fun, but it's adorkable. So even dorks and skincare junkies alike will get excited. It's rolling out into North America right now. So Allies of Skin started a couple of years ago. PSA Skincare started in 2020 and it launched in the UK in the fall. And now it's rolling out online to North America with Revolve, I believe, and ASOS. And I do think this will eventually be in Sephora. Don't mark my words, but it was originally incubated by Sephora in Singapore. So just wanted to put that out there. I was obsessed with the Allies of Skin Molecular Silk Amino Hydrating Cleanser. That was about $38. That's when I learned about last year on Instagram. So I was really excited to try the PSA Skincare Reset Cleanser. So it's sort of meant to be, this one, I believe, it's $28. It's got creamy acai in it and manuka honey. And it's really meant to be this like nourishing cleanser. Take off all of your makeup. And I think that's why I've been gravitating toward it, like I said, right now when I'm wearing a lot more makeup. So it's also pH balanced. It's got a pH of 4 to 4.5.
Okay, so important in a cleanser.
So I've been using this. I put it on dry skin and then I add the water and I sort of like massage it in. You get this really creamy, satisfying sort of lather on the skin, but it's not stripping at all. And it has this medical grade manuka honey, so which we know is incredibly antibacterial. So for someone like me, where I do struggle with a lot of breakouts, I know that that's going to be a great sort of base for my cleanser.
And what does medical grade refer to?
So medical grade honey, it just basically means that it has enough effective antibacterial properties to be used in effective wound healing. And I'm sure it goes through a whole other level of processing for sterilization and everything.
Got it.
And honey, it's also a great humectant, so it's drawing moisture into the skin, and it also has a really mild AHA in it, so that's going to help to slough off those dead skin cells. And it also has grapeseed oil, so it's got those omega fatty acids in it. So I've been really enjoying using this, and I find it's great to get all of that makeup off, and just a really fun brand. And I'm really excited to see what they're going to do next. Just as a sort of sidekick to this product, I've also been using as a second step in the last couple of weeks, the Fresh Kombucha Cleansing Treatment. So have you had a chance to try this one yet?
No, but I did receive it and I was like, what is a cleansing treatment? Because it looks like a micellar water is what it looks like.
That's right. So the official name is the Fresh Kombucha 2-in-1 No Rinse Cleanser and Prebiotic Treatment. It's $44, $58 here in Canada. And so, you know, Fresh is so beloved in the cleanser category with their soy cleanser. It's a cult following, you know, that people love mm-hmm. that soy cleanser. So I was very curious about this. So kombucha, we know that is fermented tea. It's probiotic. And then they also have in this formula prebiotic inulin. So the whole idea with this, it's kind of like no rinse cleanser meets treatment. I loved as the second step in my cleanser because I felt like it really kind of left those prebiotic benefits on the skin. It was really balancing because I find sometimes with a typical micellar cleanser that's meant to like trap and, you know, sort of Pac-Man away all of the dirt and oil, that sometimes those are a little bit stripping for my skin in the wintertime. So this, I felt like as a second step, was really soothing and it really balanced out my redness, and that you're getting that probiotic with the kombucha and the prebiotic treatment with the inulin. So after you put it on a cotton pad, you massage it all over the face, feel it on your skin. So this isn't a product for people who want to feel like their skin is squeaky, squeaky clean. You are going to feel like there is a bit of a treatment left behind. Takes a bit of getting used to for sure. But I've been really enjoying it. And because it's by my sink, it's sort of been the cleanser that I've been using. It's good as just like to start the day and you're sort of like minimizing dirt and oil, but you don't need like a full cleanse. But it does take off makeup, you know, more of a light makeup if you're doing Zoom and that kind of thing.
Or a second step, like you said.
Yes, exactly. For me, it was really a hit as a second step. But yeah, so I think the first type of cleanser ever from Fresh that we've seen like this. So I'm curious to see if they come out with more innovations in this category.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's not a micellar cleanser, though. It doesn't use micelles to remove the makeup, or does it?
I think that it's using that similar technology, although they do not claim that it does. That's not how they're positioning it. They really want people mm-hmm. to think of it as a no rinse cleansing treatment.
You know what it reminds me of, Jill, is I'm going to go back to Fortuna Skin again, but they launched a micellar essence. It's called the Aqua Serena Micellar Essence. And I mentioned this back in like December or something like that, because it is a micellar cleanser, but it's also a toner in one, which I think is interesting because when you use a micellar cleanser, it's like, what is it leaving behind on your skin? So the fact that it also is a toner and it has, you know, hydrating benefits or pH balancing, I think is so innovative.
An interesting formula. And just wanted to mention that it's been my little cleansing sidekick of late. I feel like we're getting there. We're almost out of time, but you're going to tell everybody about a very cool hydrating treatment for your lips.
Yeah. So speaking of brand new innovations, this is very unique, I think, you guys. This is the Clay Cosmetics Lip Care Trio. It's $48, launched February 12th on claycosmetics.com and at Violet Grey. If you haven't heard of Clay, it's spelled C-L-E, and it is a made in Korea brand. They are based in California, and everything is cruelty-free and vegan. So they are inspired by, you know, Korean technologies and innovations. And I was actually introduced to Clay a couple of years ago at Founder Made in New York. In the before times, I remember going around booth to booth, and I believe I was speaking to the founder. I can't quite remember, but it really caught my eye because they had these very unique products called the melting lip powders, and they're pigmented. So it's, you know, it's like a lip product, but they're melting lip powders. I was like, what is this sorcery? It's so cool. And so this product caught my eye right away because I also think it's very unique and first to market. This little trio is, it's like your BFF squad for dry lips. And I'm going to try and describe what you're looking at, Jill, the best that I can. So it is almost like a Lucite cigarette pack, I want to say. So it's clear. And inside you see three vials. One of them is clear, one of them is gold, and the other one's like a light beigey brick color. And you flip open the top and then you look inside what would be like the top, the cap of the cigarette pack, and it's a mirror.
Cool.
So this whole thing is actually a compact and you carry it as a trio. Like these inside vials, they don't come out, they stay in there. And each one of these products has a different function. The first one that is clear is a lip peel. And this is what I think is so incredibly genius and unique. It's formulated with glucone lactone, which is a polyhydroxy acid or PHA. It's in the family of AHAs and BHAs. It's sort of like the cousin that's known to be gentler and better for sensitive skin types.
PHA, that's, we talked about that in our episode with Joanna Vargas as like the new, next and new sort of AHA, exfoliate ingredient. And she was saying it's much better on the skin because it's so much gentler.
So you've seen this product in skincare is what we're getting at. And it does gently exfoliate and slough away dead skin to reveal that smoother, softer skin underneath. So I think what is so interesting and exciting about this is that somebody has thought about using it for lips. When you apply it, it's very clear. It has zero grit whatsoever. It looks exactly like MAC lip gloss. I'm going to put it on right now on our video.
Mm-hmm.
And when I applied it yesterday, I did get a slight tingling. So you know it is doing something. But today when I've applied it, I haven't gotten any tingling, which I think is good. It means it's not irritating. And then the second product in the lineup, this is the Golden Clear Formula. This is a lip oil. And its hero ingredients are avocado oil and jojoba seed oil. And they're obviously there to nourish and lock in that moisture and keep it in your lips.
Yeah.
And then the final product is a tinted lip gloss. It's got shea butter and vitamin E, a slight tint to it. So you can have it go on kind of clear or you can build it up to more of a tint. But I just think overall what's so genius about this trio is that traditional lip scrubs, all we really have out there are those sugary ones.
Yeah.
Where it kind of leaves chunks on
clean up on aisle three.
Yeah, exactly. So you're walking around with chunks on your lips and it can be kind of ripping. It can be a little bit ripping.
Abrasive,
and
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can get those cracks and they're bleeding. And so I just think PHA idea of this gentle exfoliation that doesn't have any of that scrub factor is just so smart.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is a hit, you guys. I'm like super excited. And I love the compact. It's beautiful to look at. You can carry it around your purse. People are going to be like, what is that? Can I borrow it? Can I try some? And you're going to go, no, it's COVID. Buy your own. That's what you're going to say. I love it. You know what? It's like a facial for your lips.
Yeah.
It's really just like this treatment, this mini treatment system. It takes seconds. I love it.
Yeah,
love
and
it so much.
I think it's kind of like on the heels of what we were talking about in last week's episode with Marianne, where we're all just at the stage of winter where our nails are cracked, our lips are cracked, like everything's just cracking and you just need to put it all back together before spring comes.
And it's also like the look I want to wear right now is just really shiny lip gloss. Give me those supple, beautiful, like big glossy lip look with my, you know, stay at home aesthetic and I'm good to go.
That concludes our What's Damn Good in Spring Skincare. As we mentioned off the top, we are going to have a part two next week of What's Damn Good for Spring, but it's going to be our makeup and hair musts and a whole bunch of viral things we're going to put to the test. So once again, be sure to tune in next week for that part two. Everything that we talked about today, you can find on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
and get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.